Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Don't You Worry. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we are so pumped for today's episode. Britton, why are we so pumped?
Okay, we are starting a new series. It's called Fighting Words. Now, that does not mean that I get to beat up Briley. I know you guys are so disappointed now.
They're going
to
be so sad.
But this is going to be a powerful series. We're going to dig into God's word and enjoy some nice phrases that help us fight anything that we're experiencing.
Yes, it's going to be so good. So round one, our phrase is worry has an expiration date. So I know you've said that a lot lately. So I want you to kind of explain to us like what worry you've been going through and why you like this phrase.
Well, I've been kind of going through, so I've been dealing with a knee injury from like different things with dance and multiple things, and that's been affecting a lot that I do. So it's been, you know, like it hurts me to dance on it as like a bunch, and obviously dance is something that I enjoy so much, and now it's become like something where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to dance now and I have to push myself harder, and it's just like different things with walking. It's like everything has become more complicated, and now that I'm focusing on my knee and trying to heal it and everything, it's affecting absolutely everything in my life. And then, you know, some different worries about school and some of my new classes and just some different things like time management that I've been working on, and when do I record this week's podcast episode, or when do I get to spend my time with the Lord? When should I pray? When should I read my Bible or do my devotional time? And just a bunch of things at once. And when I kept listing all of those things off and like also still trying to have a social life and go to basketball games, have some fun in my life, it's like there's so many things for teenagers and like obviously me right now that, you know, you're trying to do so much at once because you want to experience everything and there's only so much you can do in a day. But there's been a lot of things that have been, you know, happening in my mind and just a lot of things that I have to think about. And that's really been just so hard for me to deal with all at once. And then it's like, sometimes I'm just thinking, I just want to be lazy right now, but I can't because I have so many other things that I want to do or whatever. And I remember a few months ago, we had a Wednesday night message that our dad spoke, and he read out of Revelation 21:4. And that verse says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away."
That's so powerful.
That verse, he expounded on that the most in that message. And I was obviously dealing with a bunch of the things that I just listed and all of that in my brain. And when he just read off that verse, you know, he just read it and I started bawling because it's like everything in me, I was already weak and overwhelmed from the worry that had been just happening in my brain. And when he said that, he said, "Okay, everybody close your eyes in the room." And so, you know, my eyes were closed. I'm already crying. And he said, "Think back to a time where you were absolutely broken and you were just crying." And obviously, I was crying in that moment, but it also took me back to when we lost our grandfather and just different times where it's like I'd be sitting in my room on my bed journaling about things and I'm just bawling my eyes out. So it took me back to that moment. And then he said, "Now imagine Jesus just wiping those tears away and everything lifted off of you." And in that moment, it just brought me such peace because in that verse, or in like the verses before it, it says, you know, only the people who have accepted Jesus get to experience this hope.
Yeah.
And I have Jesus and I have been saved and he is within me. So I get to have that hope and I have that to look forward to just in the moment when I'm worrying about so much. I can think, worry has an expiration date. It's not going to last forever. Yeah. Why worry about it now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so powerful that, like you said, both of us have been saved and we have put our trust in Jesus. So it's so powerful to know that even though the world is always going to be full of worry because the world is broken and there are broken things in the world, but we both have the hope that one day our worry is going to be completely gone. Now we can still like spend time with Jesus every day and our worries will like not necessarily disappear, but they'll be comforted or mm-hmm. I don't really know
you'll
the right word.
You'll have a peace. Yeah, you'll have a peace. It's like you know that it doesn't matter as much, especially right. something like, you know, worrying about something small. It's like, yeah, this doesn't right. matter.
Yeah. But then you also know that like one day that's going to be completely gone. And that's such a powerful thing to think about. And something too that our dad always talks about is this going to matter in 100 years? Because we don't know when Jesus is coming back, but like 100 years from now, both of us are going to be somewhere. And we know that since we've put our hope in Jesus, we're going to be with him. So in 100 years, what are we doing now that's going to matter then? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, are the things that we're doing now, are they eternal or are they not? And are the things we're stressing about, are they going to be worth it in 100 years? Are they going to be worth it next week? Because if it's not something that's going to be worth it in next week or next month, then stop worrying about it. Stop dwelling over it, because you're just going to spend your time focusing on that when it's not going to matter at all.
It's like, especially with school, a lot of times that's yeah. one of the main worries as a teenager. And think about it, when this semester is over, who cares about your grades? Yeah. I mean, so what? You don't get some extra thing, or like you don't have an A in the class. Oh well,
thank goodness God does not look at our ACT scores. But another verse that I really loved was, it came out of Matthew 6:25-27. And it's, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of his life?
That's so good, because like he provides for the birds, right. He's going to provide for us.
It puts it into a perspective that's like, hey, I created you and I created everything in the world, and I'm going to take care of the birds and provide for them. So how much more valuable are you? Because we are made in the image of God, meaning we are his creation. He made us in his image and he's going to protect us. He's going to provide for us. And that we may not always see the full picture of that. Like we've talked about before, obviously we can't see all the things that God has planned out for us, but we know that he will provide for us. And I think the other part of that verse that is really powerful is that worry doesn't add a single hour to your life. Because I look back on, I had a time where I was worried all the time, so anxious. And it was a few years ago, and I spent like days and days just anxious for literally nothing, because I would stay up at night anxious. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep because I was so worried about what I didn't know and what I couldn't control. But that took away so much that I could have spent hours doing other things. It just took away from my life. It didn't add anything. So why would you worry about things that aren't eternal?
Yeah, because I mean, worry has a shelf life and you don't.
Yeah, there's another phrase.
Boom.
But it's so true that like worry has a shelf life. So that means it's going to end at some point. And if we have Jesus, we're going to overcome that. Like, because I know we always say that like God will defeat every battle. He will win every battle. You know, he will defeat everything that's going on in your life. But if you really think about it, like both of us have put our trust in Jesus, and both of us know that we have the hope of living forever with him. So we know that we may be worried today or the next however long both of us live, but when we die and we go meet with Jesus, that means our worry will die. And that means mm-hmm. we will live past that, because we have the hope of living forever with him. So that means we will literally defeat the worry that has gone on in our life because we have that relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, I think some people also worry about either if they're saved or if they're not, they worry about like what's going to happen after I die. Well, when you think about it, it's like you don't have to worry about that, because it's going to be amazing. In Revelation, it literally tells us that there's going to be no more pain, no more suffering, because the world sucks. Let's just say it.
Let's
the
just
world
be real.
Sucks. And it's, I mean, it's just going to be like that. But when we get to eternity with him, if you have put your trust in him, then all of that's going to be gone. So why are you even worrying about like what's going to happen when you get there? Because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I think just some people think about it like that. And maybe you're worried today. And when you think about it, if you, maybe you're like me where I need to be reminded constantly of things, like constantly reminded of truths in my life.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to put this on your lock screen, put worry has an expiration date. I mean, just because then you're like, oh, well, why am I wasting my time worrying about it now when it's going to be gone?
And I think, too, with the verse that I read off, it was talking about, you know, why are you worried about what food you will eat or what clothes you will wear? Is life not more than that? Because God's literally pointing out that, like, why would you worry about things that are so small like that? Like, I understand that we don't always see what, like, we don't always see our future. So we don't know what college we're going to go to or what we want to do. So those things can worry us, but also just the stresses of everyday life that we go through. It's like, why would you worry? Because you know that it's not going to matter eternally. So don't spend your time focusing so much on that. Instead, fill your life with the truth. Fill your life with the things that you know are eternal. And focus on relationships with people, deepening relationships with people. Maybe this phrase isn't something that you have struggled with. Maybe you've not struggled with worry. But I guarantee at some point you have, and I guarantee somebody around you has. Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea, too, to fill your mind with it so that you will, when people are around you, they will feel the peace of that truth. You know what I mean?
And the bottom line is really, if you don't have Jesus, then you don't, you're not looking, you're not experiencing this kind of hope.
Yeah. Because, and you never will.
Exactly. And if you have Jesus, then you do get to look forward to this hope and do that. Like if you have Jesus and you've been saved and you are a Christian, then sometimes we don't always live out that we have hope and we have joy.
Yeah.
But put a smile on your face. Like you are living with this amazing hope in your mind that you have to look forward to. So, and to that, if you have, if you are a Christian and you have friends that you want to lead to Jesus, be that light around them because they are going to want to experience what you have. It's amazing. And you want everybody to experience it. So if you're not saved by Jesus, learn, find him and deepen your relationship with him. Get into it because it's gonna be amazing. You're going to thank yourself for it.
Yeah. And ask questions to the people around you, like to your godly group of influences. Ask them questions. I'm like, hey, how did you figure out how to do this? Cause like, I still have questions about this. And how did you come to know Jesus? And like, ask them those questions. And when you were talking, it made me think of, I led a song at, on Sunday or a Wednesday night recently, Living Hope by Phil Wickham. And those words, when I was singing it, it was so powerful because I was like, wow, without Jesus, we wouldn't even be alive right now. Like we have no hope without him here or past this life. Mm-hmm. But it's so powerful to know that because we have him, all of our worries, all of our fears, all of our sorrows and depression, anything that we've faced on this earth, it's all going to be gone and it all has an expiration date.
All right. So round one, worry has an expiration date. Don't you forget it.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this week of Fighting Words. We will see you back next week for another episode.